Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Happy to be with you yet again, and we have another hour together. Hope we get to spend that hour right before we go into the weekend. And, you know, your Christmas is over. Now you look forward to New Year. You may have some more time off of work. You know, I'm kind of jealous for those that get time off of work. I guess technically I can have some time off work. I just opt to do fill-in shows. I get to spend time with you. I look forward to it. And I get to spend more time with you. That was kind of fascinating, wasn't it? The top 10 CNN viewed videos of the year. I found that very fascinating. All right. In this last hour, a few things I want to get to. And I saw that the Pope, as we mentioned before, making some news in Illinois. And this is a story from Catholic News. It says Pope Leo has appealed to Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to veto a bill legalizing assisted suicide during a Vatican meeting last month. Pope told reporters on Tuesday of this week, and regarding the reporter, said he made his opposition to the bill clear in the November conversation he had with the governor. Leo told Pritzker it was important to defend the value of life and that every life is sacred. Pope told reporters outside Papal Villa. It was a return to Rome. Vatican has not earlier provided details of the meeting. Pritzker signed the assisted suicide measure into law December 12th, opposing Catholic leaders, opposing the Pope. So it's kind of fascinating because he's the Pope being from the Chicago area. And it's funny, too, because I think when he was training to be a priest, he spent a lot of time in West Michigan. Saugatuck in the some of the area that's over there. And I worked with someone who said, yeah, I used to bowl against him. Like, apparently all the priests in training had like a bowling team. And if you went into a league, you'd play against, like, it's almost like the when you watch The Simpsons, the pin pals, and, you know, every like place had their own group of people that were similar. Either they were, you know, at a certain hobby or they had a certain workplace or whatever it is. So one day you'd be up against the people that work over at the plant, and next day you'd be playing against the guys that went to high school together, and here's the softball team, and now there's, you know, it's cold, so they're doing the bowling. So, and here it is, the priest in training, that's who you're playing. And he said, I don't remember him specifically, but he had to have bowled against him because he knew he was part of that league. You never know, one day you may be bowling against a future pope of your own. So he pays attention to what goes on here in the United States, and he does have a vested interest when it comes to things like abortion. and he realizes that there is a right to life and there's a value in life that is not negated. And he said, okay, we need to defend life, and even assisted suicide is life. So instances that some people would find controversial, particularly in places like Chicago, super liberal areas like Northern Illinois. I'll make sure I put the designation there because I know a lot of people that live in the southern portion that said, down here, it's nothing like it is up there. The assisted suicide bill, you're finding it become more and more popular in certain areas. I spoke very explicitly with Governor Pritzker about it. The Pope said to his Cardinal Blaise, is it Cupage, has expressed his views. But we were very clear, or maybe blasé, maybe that's how you pronounce it, but we're very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end. And unfortunately, for different reasons, he decided to sign the bill. Very disappointed about that. And Pope also giving his faithful Christmas message, his first Christmas Day message on Thursday, yesterday, urging the faithful to shed indifference in the face of those who have lost everything, those who are impoverished, and the many migrants who crossed the Mediterranean Sea and the American continent for a better future. The first U.S. pontiff addressed some 26,000 people, outlooking St. Peter's Square. The traditional address, Latin, serves as a summary of the woes facing the world. And he also surveys the world's distress. He said, during the traditional address, the Pope emphasized that everyone could contribute to peace by acting with humility and responsibility. That is the Pope's message. Not a bad message, I guess, but I haven't listened to the whole message, nor do I care to learn Latin to, but I guess I can look at probably a English translation for something like that. We got a lot to get to still on the show, and there's a couple of audio bits I wanted to play still, and I thought this was kind of interesting. Did you see, so you have the Pope doing a message. Did you see Donald Trump spent time talking to kids leading into Christmas, Christmas Eve, I believe it was? So if you want to try to set the visual here, I believe it was Melania, Donald Trump, and then there was a little table where there was a phone, like a speaker phone. And I guess there were some kids that had the opportunity to call in and talk to the President of the United States. Tell me that's not such a high-risk scenario. Like, let's say your kid calls in. You get an opportunity to let your kid talk to the President of the United States. Your kid, one, is stupid. Two, they don't understand the gravity of what the opportunity is for them. Like, this is a really big opportunity. You don't want to let that go to waste. So if it was my kid, I'd be like, I'm going to give you a chance to talk to the President. And the President would say something like, what are you, 6 or 7? My kid would instantly go, 6, 7, 6, 7. And then as soon as that happened, I would think, oh, no, that's it. This is it. That's all he's that's how he's going to be known, as the kid that did 6, 7 for the President. Not a good way to start off life. But luckily, he was not selected. And there was one kid that was selected. And I want you to kind of hear the back and forth that the President had with this kid. And I want you to tell me if this is sweet. Is this stupid? Is it fun? Is it corny? I want you to listen to it for yourself. And these are basically how it all goes. This is clip number 3.
And what do you want from Santa?
How are you?
That's a hard one.
Hello?
For me, I probably most want a Kindle this year.
You want what?
A Kindle.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Well, you must be a high IQ person. We need more high IQ people in the country. So, we definitely need more high IQ.
All right, that was it. The kid, could you understand what the kid was saying, James, without knowing what he said? I don't think I could have. Like producer James, when you listen to that, and you know what he asked for, because I have it in the clip, but could you tell what the kid was asking for just by listening?
The second time he said Kindle, I could understand it, but the first time, not.
No. Okay. He was asking for a Kindle. What are the odds Donald Trump knows what a Kindle is? If on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning he has no idea, 10 meaning he uses it all the time and knows what it is. I would say his. I would put it at one. I don't think he would know what a Kindle is. It would be down there. So the president says, oh, you must be a high IQ person for wanting a Kindle for Christmas. What I find is there's a certain amount of charm in complimenting these kids to tell them you're good. You're our future. We need more people like you. We need high IQ, meaning you could have just said they were smart. You didn't have to say had a high IQ. But he said these things, and I think he honestly likes to try to encourage these kids to live the American dream. I really think that is just part of his nature. I really do. So I look at that and I say, yeah, it's a little corny, but it's fun and it's nice. Now imagine this kid for the rest of his life gets to say he spoke to the president of the United States of America and told him he wanted a Kindle, and the president said he was a smart kid and we need more smart kids like you. I would go back into that classroom, like every time a teacher would like give me a bad grade. Oh, you got a C on this. You got a D on this. You got to work on it, kid. I'll say, that's not what the president said. The president said I'm smart. Are you telling? I'm calling Donald Trump. I'm calling Donald Trump on this. Calling Donald Trump. No. Some people, I'm looking through the messages that are coming through right now. Ryan Recker, what's the dog's name in the painting? So if you look at my home studio here, I have a painting of a dog. I don't think the dog has a name. I don't think I've ever given it a name. Ask me anything, what's the dog's name? If any of you guys have any recommendations for what I can name my dog, I'll take recommendations. Not that I'm going to use any of them, but go ahead and do that. Another person said, I'm looking at some of this stuff. I think the suicide bill only applies to Chicago Democrats, so most of them downstate public are safe so far. One person said, on it. Oh, maybe. Kind of circumvents the whole Pope down, doesn't it? All right, when we come back, there's a couple other things I wanted to get to before the end of the show. What about these $2,000 tariff rebates? What's happening in 2016? Is that actually going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Would you be surprised if it happened? Would you be surprised if it didn't happen? Should it happen? I don't know exactly where it's going. We're going to look at the very latest, and there was another poll that finds Americans are not so happy about the way the economy is going right now. And this is something that's going to be very difficult to try to turn around sentiment on the economy, mostly because the high prices, the high interest rates, the Biden administration just killed us on those standpoints. I don't know how you're going to reverse it. I don't even know if it's physically possible to reverse those sort of things. So where we're sitting right now, I understand why people are in that mood. It's going to be tough to come to the realization that we have a president that's actually improving things, putting us on a much better pace when it comes to inflation, growing ourselves in a way where we're not just throwing money out the drain. So we're going to talk about that too. Doesn't matter, because if you're asked in a poll and you're hurting, it's going to be tough to rebound from that. So we'll get to it. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. This song by The Cure. James O'Sullivan, our producer, what's the name of this song? Do you know?
Close to Me.
Close to Me. You know, I knew a different version of this. I think I had The Cure's Greatest Hits, and their version was a little bit different than that. And this is now being reported. The Cure band member Perry Bamonte died at the age of 65. Longtime keyboardist and guitarist for The Cure, the band announced today. The group shared the sad news on social media, revealing that he passed away at his home after a short illness over Christmas. That's a shame. You know, you see those stories. Another story that is populating people and people's feeds right now. White House is getting ready for a new family member because White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is pregnant with her second child. She announced she's expecting a baby girl on social media as she stood aside a Christmas tree showing off her baby bump. And she posted this on social media, the greatest Christmas gift we could ever ask for, a baby girl coming in May 2026. My husband and I are thrilled to grow our family and can't wait to watch our son become a big brother. My heart is overflowing with gratitude to God for the blessing of motherhood, which is truly believe is the closest thing to heaven on earth. That's really nice. So I'm looking at some of the different dog names people said we should put on there. Sir Charles Beauregard. Yeah. That's an interesting name. Another one that said Harsh. No, Russell. No, how do you? No, that's Scooter. There it is. Sorry, I'm trying to go back through these real time. Scooter is another one of those names for the dog painting behind me. I'll come up with a dog name. I haven't quite figured it out. You know, a friend of the show and someone that you hear all the time is Brad Young. And he said, whatever you do, don't ever get rid of that painting. I want it when you're done with it. Oh, Beauregard is what Tommy said, how you pronounce it. I see, Beauregard. I think that this painting one day will be inherited by Brad Young, but I'm going to keep it here as long as I can. I remember seeing this dog painting in a Goodwill. It was like, I don't know, $40 or whatever it was, $30. I can't remember how much it was, but my wife said, you're absolutely not going to buy this. And I said, honey, if we don't buy this painting right now, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life. And she said, you really want it that bad? I said, yes. So she let me buy it. And she said, you're just going to have to hide it in your office. I said, that's all I ever wanted you to say. That's it. That's all I needed. All right. So I think that we're all looking for things to purchase in the future. Have you already spent your tariff rebate promise? Did you hear during Fox News, top of the hour? They say, what was it, $220 billion has been raised through tariffs this year through President Trump's program. Some of these tariffs, it's kind of on a bubble right now. I think one of the reasons why, even though this was proposed, these tariff checks, way before the Supreme Court, I think one of the reasons why they're moving forward with it so quickly is because the Supreme Court came out and said, we have to find out if the president could even levy tariffs in this way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's an emergency, kind of certain powers that are given to the president. Does this constitute the authority that is given to him through these emergency powers? And that's a big question. Supreme Court heard that. One of the other questions someone asked was, well, let's say they side against Donald Trump. Then what happens to the money that was collected if the tariffs shouldn't have been put in place in the first place? Then what happens? So let's say, hypothetically, what happens, the Supreme Court comes out and says, nope, we're going to have to return the money because it wasn't proper. Or maybe they say anything that happened until then, it's got to be going through Congress. So Congress either has to approve or disapprove, but we have to get an action through them. Maybe they don't have a reaction to it, the Supreme Court. Maybe they say we keep the money, but we can't do anything moving forward. But either way, this money was collected. It's sitting there. And I think what's being proposed is that these certain checks that the National Economic Council director, Kevin Hazett, said over the weekend, is that he expects Donald Trump to back legislation that would send out $2,000 tariff rebate checks to most Americans. He noted that, as many people have pointed out, it would ultimately be up to Congress whether those checks are given out or not. And it could come from the tariff revenue, but in the end, we get taxes, we get tariffs, we get revenue from a lot of places. Congress decides how to spend those monies. So Congress will have to figure this out, he said on Face the Nation over the weekend. So is it going to happen? Will Congress vote for these stimulus checks? That's a big question mark. And that also leads to the question, should they vote and spend the money? Or should we be taking this money and applying it in places like, oh, I don't know, the overspending that we already have in place? I don't think you're in a position to be handing out money if you're the U.S. government until you get your finances in order. And they're still not in order. We're still spending more money than we need to. Even though you had cuts in a lot of areas, there's still a lot of areas that need cuts. And I know you can't just do it all overnight. You can't just magically do everything you want. And some of it takes time and it comes through waves, but a lot has been done and we're still spending too much. The idea should be anything that is generated, it should go immediately to try to drive down the debt. And by that, we got to continue to balance things so we're not overspending over and over and over again. And we're paying so much on interest right now. It is more than we can handle. I mean, it's gone to the point where, I should probably point out, in my capacity as someone that does news, I've talked to professors, I've talked to economists, I've asked them about the national debt and the debt ceiling. I said, shouldn't there be some restraint put into place where the ceiling's there to prevent us from ourselves, from the bad mistakes Congress can't fix, so at least there's some safeguards put into our spending? And they said, totally unnecessary. Other countries don't need debt ceilings. United States don't need it either. And I kept thinking, this is like Barack Obama way of thinking. This is Joe Biden way of thinking. Donald Trump, you got to put something into place that puts us in a direction where you can't just rely on economic growth in order to offset the increases in spending. You have to have the increases minimized to the point where once you have the additional income coming in, that we are actually in the green and is paying down the mistakes of the past. But politicians don't want to make up for the mistakes of the past. They don't. So where does this stand right now? I guess we'll see after the new year if they need something else to raise the spirits of people. Even $2,000, says Congress has already have a bill under consideration that would result in tariff dividends. Senator Hawley here in Missouri is someone that's always been in favor of stimulus checks. He, I think, was a big proponent of the second one even. I don't think we should have done the second stimulus check. Definitely didn't need to do the second one. And look at all the inflation it added on top of that. And even with Donald Trump in place, and I understand there's things that Donald Trump can do to help tame inflation. He'll actually be hands-on. Joe Biden was hands-off, and it got way out of control. But I will say, if you do something, it will have an effect, and it's not going to be good. So what was proposed by Senator Hawley introduced legislation this summer that would send out tariff-funded payments, much like COVID-era stimulus checks, much smaller. It said instead each adult would receive about $600, and it would depend on the amount of dependents. That would mean a family of four would get about $2,400 as opposed to $2,000 each. And part of what we find, too, is that once you look at it, $220 billion, whatever Fox News said was the amount that was collected this year. If we were to play this out and say $2,000 per person, we're going to spend more than what was actually brought in during these tariffs. And I understand that you're going to have more future money coming in from future tariffs. Tariffs aren't always reciprocal in the way that we thought, but it was used as a tool effectively in some ways. And I think we will finally find that balance, and I think it could be used effectively. But here we are today. We're still in trouble. I mean, at some point, we got to say, we got to stop treating ourselves. We can't act like, oh, we've worked hard, so now we got to treat ourselves because we deserve it, right? We deserve something nice every now and then. When you're broke and you have so much debt in your life, at some point, you got to say, I've already got all the nice things. We need to start sacrificing a little bit and getting our finances in order if we're going to get any sort of future that we want. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
There's a mindset that you pay for a ticket and you say whatever the hell you want. I think there should be some code of conduct. Obviously, that was intentional. And I think there was some celebration afterwards on his part. Obviously, don't condone what DK did. But I understand, you know, there's been a lot of crazy comments said my way over the years. And, you know, the truth is that that would never happen face-to-face.
I don't know, because it did happen face-to-face, because he said it exactly face-to-face with Metcalf. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers says there needs to be a code of conduct for fans. You know what? There is a code of conduct for fans. There definitely is a code of conduct. But there is a one thing that players can absolutely not do. They can't grab fans in the stands because they said something like their legal name and you thought that was in poor taste because you hate when people use your legal name that way. Stupid. It's absolutely insane. So, no, the guy is suspended. The person has came forward and said, you've caused absolute harm to me as a private citizen. I don't know if that sets up some sort of lawsuit. I don't think he can be sued. Especially not for that. I don't think he can be sued. But we'll find out what plays out next. I know Metcalf's not going to apologize. Well, maybe he will. He might surprise you. In the spirit of Christmas, who knows? One other thing that I saw came out. Did you see the new Madden trailer was released? I didn't realize the Madden trailer was produced by Amazon Studios, which is kind of cool. So you have Nicolas Cage that's playing John Madden. That's a pretty big deal. Christian Bale is playing. Who's Christian Bale playing again? I can't remember. I don't think it's someone else. But here's some of the other names that are in this. You have John Mulaney, fantastic comedian. Shane Gillis, super popular comedian. The trailer's released. Nicolas Cage playing the man himself, NFL legend who served as a head coach of the Oakland Raiders, had a long successful stint as a commentator and later pop culture icon through the NFL Madden video game series. We all played video games, and you had to have Madden. And it's unfortunate the way EA Sports has kind of ruined the game, but that's on a side note. I don't really play those games much anymore. So joining them is Christian Bale, who is a Brit actor who once played Al Davis, the owner of the Raiders, during Madden's time with the team. Is Christian Bale playing Davis? Al Davis? Is that right? And then written and directed by Russell, who did The Fighter, American Hustle, and Silver Lining Playbook. Kind of interesting, because these are some major hitters there. I'll tell you, if you get a chance, this is what I would recommend. The actual trailer itself, you're not going to get a lot out of it, but you might as well watch it. It's only like 50 seconds long. The teaser is just a couple of, you're just curious what Nicolas Cage sounds like as John Madden, and you'll get that. He says like three lines, and they do a couple of quick little clips around. But I will say this, if you get a chance to go to YouTube and go back and listen to some of the commentary of a John Madden inside the broadcast booth, broadcasting games, it's awesome. I'll tell you, John Madden did such a fantastic job with his work. I really do miss that. There was something special about it. And I'll tell you that Joe Buck does a fantastic job doing games anymore, and there's some really good broadcasters out there that do great work. But man, there was just something special about it, John Madden. Well, that'll about do it for me here today. If you want to find me on social media, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio. And I got a solid amount of time to spend with you over the course of the next week. I'll be doing Coast to Coast AM tonight. I fill in for George Norrie, doing mostly the last weekend of the month. So I'll be on tonight. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tomorrow night, filling in for Andy Fry. Have some fill-ins for Mark Reardon. I think I'm doing Mark Cox's show on the Friday morning. So there's so much to get to. And if you want to reach me, you can. Have a great Christmas after weekend. We'll see you again soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.